Greetings, podcast listeners. Welcome back. This is your host, Indra, with Aikido Talks. Welcome to the holidays. Happy holidays, everyone. So last week we had holiday. There was a bit of a pause. Press the pause button. Wherever you are in the world, you know, in the United States, there's Thanksgiving, which, you know, things are different now with that holiday. Knowing history, and I have to say, knowing history will erase the mystery. And this is why we have Aikido Talks, because we're not only talking about self-defense on the mat, but we're talking about it off the mat as well. And for those who don't practice Aikido, to give you a better sense of how beautiful and how far-reaching Aikido is, and that it is a lifestyle as well. Today we're going to continue with the book Ultimate Aikido, Secrets of Self-Defense and Inner Power by our late sensei Yoshimitsu Yamada sensei with Steve Pimsleur sensei. And we're going to do something very basic. You know, during the holidays we kind of slow down a little bit and, you know, sort of reflect on the past year. So let's reflect on some of the foundational principles. And one of them is Ukemi, the art of falling. And of course, for those who already practice, you know the deal, that you start with rolling, you start with the art of falling, because that is what's going to keep you safe. It also builds your strength up and your core. It does a lot of different things. And it balances you because you do left and right. So there's so many benefits to learning the Ukemi itself. So we're going to just, for this episode, this special episode, because you usually do Mondays, but we're starting today for Tuesday on the front roll. And I'm going to read this excerpt on it. However, if you get this book, please get it. I think it's still in print. But if you do, please grab it and then put it as part of your library. And this is on page 22. It's chock full of illustrations, and they're very specific. It's wonderful to look at, because when we are teaching new people to come into the mat, there's so many different ways that Aikidoka express how to help each other on doing roles. And there's a foundational way to do it so that you keep all of your muscles intact. And I'm a full advocate of learning all types of ways to learn, because you never know, you know, in a more advanced space of how you're going to fall. So it's like being a bamboo, that you are swaying in one way or another, that you are adaptable. And that's the beauty of Aikido, that you become to self-realize in the practice. So without further ado, here is front roll, page 22. Start out in left hanmi. Oh, and before I start this, so what's on the top of my mind is that sometimes, you know, you're trying to describe what it is, how to do this thing, because it looks like a somersault initially, and it looks like it's straight down the middle, but it's not. It's just such a unique way of rolling, but you can practice it almost infinitely, because, you know, you're going over the shoulder, you're not touching the head, it's protective, it also massages the back muscles, all these things, and you're able to get up, to stand up, or to retreat back and stand up and walk away from whatever it is. You can advance or retreat. So as I said, it has lots of purposes. But this is a way to find out how to describe it to people. And that's why this, one of the many reasons why this book you should get. And here we go. Front roll. Start out in left hanmi, as shown in the series of pictures of the front roll. This means you will be rolling on your left side. When practicing front ukemi, you should always alternate sides to build up flexibility. Notice that during the entire roll, the body is kept round and curved. You bend down to begin your roll, and you must make sure that you bend straight over so that your roll will be straight instead of on your side. Place your feet wide enough apart to facilitate a straight roll. And then there's the illustrations to show just that. So the illustrations show also the right way to stand and the wrong way to stand. So as you begin to commit yourself to the roll, keep aiming your eyes to your back toes so that you don't go over your head first when pushing off on your back foot. Be sure to keep your arm curved all through the roll. And that's a big deal too. A side note is that keeping your eyes open, people have a tendency to close their eyes, but you have to look at where you're going. So you're also building those eye muscles and your perceptual vision. After completing your roll, you should attempt to recover and stand up. At this point, you must tuck your leg under you, just as you did in the back roll. This will make it easier for you to recover. Uke is being thrown forward in one of the pictures by Nage. Beginners can learn to roll easily from this exercise because they are not being held by Nage. Therefore, they are not forced to roll, but are completely on their own. Uke can also get a good sense of cooperating with Nage's movement, even though Uke controls the roll. Okay, and some in pictures 9 and 10, with Uke standing in left Hanmi, Nage puts his or her arm down, extending slightly forward. Uke's left arm should go down with Nage. Uke then steps forward on the right foot, so the roll will be on the right side, as in picture 11. When stepping forward in this exercise, Uke should take a big step forward and aim her or his arm and body straight ahead. Make sure your hand touches the mat before you begin to roll in this manner. And there are different angles to this. And with this, we will be right back. And we are back. I love these books for the reason that you never get tired of looking at them or reviewing them. Over years of practice, it's easy to move forward and gather more information the more partners you practice with and the ways people view Aikido and the practice. And just like anything else that we learn, review is essential. Making it fun is even more essential because then you retain it better. And the Ukemi is so important that it's a way to practice keeping yourself healthy. Once practitioners start taking weapons, I think at least for me, it clicked together about, you know, these formations where you had the Boken and the Jo, you know, and the Tanto to work with, and then understanding how the open hand techniques relate and the directions and the cuts and the shapes that we all create with our bodies in the techniques. But the front roll is so important. So in this excerpt, there's the mention about following Nage all the way down. So it's a matter of you're blending with Nage, the person who's throwing you. And throughout this practice, then you get to realize, you know, maybe after a few years or so of regular practice, that you drop certain notions about attackers and people who are leading you and the dynamic between two people in contact. It's like a conversation. That you're being thrown, you're attacking, but then Nage is directing you and they're throwing you somewhere and they're very clear about where they're putting you. And that's the other power of it. There's so many different wonderful elements within one situation that Nage gets the chance to decide where they're going to put you. And that's part of the power of Aikido in protecting your partner. Or protecting the attacker. Can you imagine that? A side note I want to explain. I mean, it's a little bit off topic, not really off topic, but when I spoke with a neighbor and they spoke about, and he's from Egypt, and he talked about, you know, halal meat. And I think those of you who know about that, you know, the practice, you know, the animals are given, you know, they're treated differently in slaughter. And I'm talking about this because this is sort of a martial arts channel, and talking about honesty, authenticity. But in slaughtering the animal, he explained that he was told by the priest that it's done in such a way that it has to be expertly done so that the animal does not feel anything. It's like they go to sleep. They feel no pain, no struggle. And it reminded me in short term of, you know, our late Sugano Sensei, when he talked about the battlefield, and that an honest kill is, you know, when you don't play around with people. So that's part of where you respect yourself, you respect the tools that you use, the weapons that you use, and that everything you do with good intention is to do the work at hand and clean it, be clean about it. And so that you don't torture, but you do a clean sweep. If you're there, and you know, the samurai in the day, they were hired, you know, to protect, you know, the kingdom. So they had to take care of things in terms of battle. So in Aikido, we have the power to hurt or harm, and we choose to, that's really what, you know what I meant? You have the power to hurt or save or protect. So we choose to protect, you know, first of all, because you would have no partners at the end if you chose to beat everybody up. That's not the principle of Aikido in the first place. You would have missed the entire mark. And so therefore, that is why the competition is with self. All the struggles that you have, and this is easily taken off the mat, because if one is feeling or experiencing somewhat of a deja vu experience that is not too comfortable, then the answer lies within oneself. You can't really blame the outside factors, because it's something that's being carried around with one in different scenarios. But why does this feel the same all the time, like Groundhog Day or something? So Aikido tells you in real time, like, you know, you're being thrown, going back to Aikido. And I say all this to circle back to Aikido and Ukemi. At the very beginner stage, you know, I remember when I started and I couldn't fathom, like, wow, it's so beautiful looking, but how come I feel like a box? And I bruised and bruised and bruised. And I says, I got to stop bruising. I was determined not to keep bruising, because I knew that those spots that I bruised on were the wrong places to hit or to roll on. And so advice for the wise, for everyone who is practicing Aikido, who is a beginner, or for, you know, for my colleagues, for all of you colleagues out there, you know, just a thought that I'm sharing is, I've been telling people, please take advantage of time before and after class, because the other part of learning is in the attention paid during that 1 hour or so of class, where you're training your eyes, your ears, and your touch to develop yourself as an Aikidoist. And you don't have time to worry. The worry should be left off the mat, because that will impede progress in learning and absorbing the information, because the classes are rather random. They're not random, and they're random at the same time. And so it's helpful, and it would speed up the process of learning by examining and self-examination before and after class, and practicing roles before and practicing roles after, because then you could really break down the science of how you personally feel, because no one else can feel the way you do, right? When you're doing these exercises. And this is how I learned to do the front rolls and the back rolls, because, you know, watching people, but I had to do it on my own time to supplement the hour class, because you have to keep up. You have to keep up with the classes, especially if you change partners. The techniques are changing, and the teacher is trying to impart a lesson in something, and you don't want to miss that. You know, it's not being recorded. You know, you can't go back and say, oh, what did I do then? No, you can't do that. But in the practice, you create body memory. So that's what I wanted to say, you know, with this beautiful art form. And you feel the difference. So it's not a falsity that you're practicing. The practice is the mat. And it's not false. You actually feel in real time yourself growing and getting stronger. And if you're not, then there's something that you have to do more self-examining to. And that's it, my dear friends, all from the front row. So thank you so much again for tuning in. Have an amazing week. And if you can, get the book and start your library if you haven't already. And looking forward to our next time. Until then.